Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Natri's podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book, An Atlas of the Heart, Mapping Meaningful Connection in the Language of Human Experience. Brené Brown embarks on an enlightening journey to dissect and understand the emotions and experiences that define human connection. By delving into more than 87 emotions and experiences, Brown illustrates how our ability to articulate and understand our feelings plays a pivotal role in fostering connection and empathy. The book draws on her extensive research in the fields of sociology and psychology, enriched by compelling personal anecdotes. Brown's insightful analysis provides readers with a comprehensive atlas that not only names but also explains the vast landscape of human emotions, offering a pathway towards deeper empathy, understanding, and self-awareness. It's an instrumental guide for anyone keen on navigating the complexities of human emotions to foster better relationships and a more compassionate society. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the language of emotion. Brené Brown introduces the concept that the effectively expressing and understanding emotions is a crucial skill for meaningful human connection. She argues that many interpersonal issues stem from an inability to understand our own emotions or empathize with others. By categorizing and explaining emotions with precision, Brown aims to elevate our emotional intelligence. By dissecting emotions such as joy, sadness, and fear, she helps readers to see the nuances and complexities within feelings that are often perceived as straightforward. This segment is insightful, offering a foundation on why recognizing and naming our emotions accurately is pivotal in navigating our relationships and fostering a deeper connection with ourselves and others. Secondly, the power of empathy within Atlas of the Heart. Empathy emerges as a cornerstone for connection. Brown elucidates the transformative power of empathy, distinguishing it from sympathy, and explores how it can bridge divides between individuals. Empathy involves deeply listening and sharing space with another's feelings without judgment, which deepens connections and fosters understanding. The book provides strategies for cultivating empathy, including active listening and vulnerability. This exploration of empathy goes beyond mere theory, offering practical insights into how we can incorporate empathy in our daily interactions to build stronger, more resilient relationships. Thirdly, understanding and navigating vulnerability. Brené Brown delves deep into the concept of vulnerability, challenging the common perception of it as a weakness. She argues that embracing vulnerability is crucial for creating genuine connections, as it allows us to show our true selves and acknowledge our emotions. Brown discusses the barriers that prevent us from being vulnerable, such as fear of judgment or rejection, and offers guidance on how to overcome these challenges. This segment is impactful, providing readers with a nuanced understanding of vulnerability as an asset rather than a liability, and offering strategies to navigate vulnerability in a way that fosters connection rather than isolation. Fourthly, navigating difficult emotions. Brown doesn't shy away from the complexity of negative emotions, such as grief, shame, and anger, providing readers with a roadmap for navigating these challenging experiences. She illustrates the importance of recognizing, understanding, and expressing these emotions in healthy ways to prevent them from undermining our relationships. This section is particularly valuable, as it offers insights into how we can confront and manage difficult emotions without letting them isolate us. Through personal anecdotes and research findings, Brown equips readers with the tools to face these emotions constructively, promoting healing and deeper connections. Lastly, the role of stories in our lives. Brené Brown highlights the significant role stories play in shaping our perceptions and experiences. She posits that the narratives we tell ourselves and others about our lives have the power to either connect or alienate us. Brown encourages readers to critically examine the stories they believe and share, advocating for authenticity and truthfulness. This section underscores the importance of storytelling and understanding our emotions and experiences, and how altering our narratives can lead to more meaningful connections and a deeper understanding of ourselves and the world around us. In conclusion, Brené Brown's Atlas of the Heart, Mapping Meaningful Connection in the Language of Human Experience, is a compelling read for anyone interested in delving deeper into the complexities of human emotions and relationships. It delivers valuable insights for those seeking to improve their emotional intelligence, foster genuine connections, and embrace vulnerability in their personal and professional lives. The book is particularly beneficial for individuals looking to enhance communication in relationships, leadership roles, or community building. Its exploration of empathy, vulnerability, and the power of storytelling offers practical guidance for navigating life's challenges and building a more compassionate and connected world. Brown's work is a testament to the belief that understanding our emotions and experiences is the first step toward living a more fulfilling life. If you would like to support Brené Brown, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.